Now throw all the rest of them away. And let go of them. All right, now we were talking about anchor points. When we talk about space, when you're talking about anything that has to do with activity, we have to have space to have action in. All right, we're talking about anchor points. Now I'm going to demonstrate to you, this will probably not show up on tape, but I'm going to demonstrate to you, and show up to you, all right, the handling of anchor points in a fairly practical fashion. All right, right at this moment, I'm going to put the anchor points into which I am speaking. I'm going to put my own space, you might say, up here at the near edge of the platform, rather than put it out across the audience, and it's there right now. All right, we're going to put these two standards, you might say, just anchor points up here near the front of the platform and exclude you out of this piece of space, and that is the condition which obtains right here at this moment. All right, now we're going to move, I'm going to move my anchor points halfway back in the theater. Halfway back in the theater. I'm talking exactly to the space of this theater and to no further space than that. Has anybody in the back noticed any marked difference in voice intonations? Matter of fact, as I pull these up, now I'm going to pull a wall up, actually, right close up to the front of the stage here, and I'm going to talk right straight at this wall. Of course, when I start to pull a wall up, I start to pull back the back row. Let me get that. All right. Now I'm talking right straight at a wall, which is immediately in front of me, without much varying my vocal cords. It's pretty hard to hold there. Okay. Now I'm going to move it clear on the outside of the little theater and talk to the wall, which is out there. And we put the wall out there and talk within the perimeter of the wall as it is there. Now, there's no change of vocal cords with regard to it. The people in the back part of the room have probably noticed a marked difference in voice quality or tone quality, which is simply sound-carrying quality. Is that true back there? Have you or haven't you? Now they're nodding. We could make it much more violent than that, but you wouldn't like it. And that's simply to nail this theater as space. And it'd blow a lot of engrams, I assure you, but if we just nailed it as space, there would not have to be much of an energy input to bridge the space. There is as much energy input necessary in the voice as the space here is messed space, which is to say other space or agreed upon space. There is as much energy input into the vocal cords. All right, that's viewpoint of dimension. That's a little practical application, and whether you up close here or not have noticed any difference or not, beside the point, but if you have, all right. Now let me give you a little tip. When you were group processing, when you were using techniques upon preclears, the best way to do it, I had to come clear up here to the front of the theater, by the way, to nail these points down. It's not a comfortable working distance. Comfortable working distance is several miles. It lets you have a little expansion. You get in too close and you crush down some mock-ups that you've been fooling with lately and so forth. Now, the point is that when you're talking to an audience, you just reach outside the back wall of the theater and you nail down two anchor points on each side, or plant a flag, which is in essence a top point and a bottom point on your right and a top point and a bottom point on the left, and you just nail these down outside the theater and talk within that sphere of conversation. Just nail them down hard and talk within that area. And talk to that area.